What is this strange and wondrous music? Is it jazz?
Is it blues?
Is it hillbilly?
Join us at Freetown Radio, where the lines dividing genre are often blurred or don't exist at all.
That's Freetown Radio, coming up Friday afternoon at 3, right after American Roots.
He took me by the arm.
This is Richard LeBlanc. Tune in to Terminal Addiction Monday nights at 1 a.m. for heavy music.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I'm John Gagne, and welcome to this special edition of Passport to Modern Jazz. That was Bayard Lancaster, John's Children, written by guitarist Sonny Chirac. In this band, or Bayard Lancaster flute and alto sax, Sonny Chirac guitar, Eric Gravett drums, Jerome Hunter bass, and Kenny Speller on conga. And we heard John's Children. This is from 1968, a composition by Sonny Chirac, and was a very sincere, spiritually elevated feeling and a dedication to John Coltrane, who Sonny Chirac felt very akin to, and spiritually very, very much in impressed, maybe even a follower, jazz, one of the jazz musicians on there. We're going to be playing Coltrane's Influence on Rock, and it says in the liner notes of the next cut, we'll play A Love Supreme for 4 decades on Coltrane's best-known album, Rides an Ever-Ascending Path of Reverence and Reach to Jazz Cognoscenti. It is the pinnacle of Coltrane's classic quartet, the collective high watermark of the saxophonist in the company of McCoy Tyner, bassist Jimmy Garrison, and drummer Elvin Jones. To generations of music lovers who generally embrace elbows aside, side considerations of category, the album resonates with a universal pull. To Coltrane devotees, it proves a self-revealing statement as any he recorded. If you want to know who John Coltrane was, maintains Elvin Jones, you have to know A Love Supreme. This album was one of the major influences in the mid-60s of rock musicians. Many in the country listening to it, specifically Roger McQuinn on his guitar solo to 8 Miles High, lists A Love Supreme and India. We'll listen to Pursuance, which is part three of 4 parts of the album A Love Supreme, part one being Acknowledgement, 2 being Resolution, 3 being Pursuance, and 4 being Psalm. A Love Supreme is Train's musical offering to God. And see if you can hear some of the influences that might be in 8 Miles High. Pursuance from A Love Supreme. Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm Dushan Maganye.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
John Coltrane, as quoting John Ballant from a Rhino release, John Coltrane never stopped wondering what he wanted from music and never stopped pushing the boundaries. He practiced intensely. That's my quote. Trane genuinely strove to be saintly in his devotion to the divine, creating a body of deeply spiritual music that has come to be regarded as holy by his many devotees. His musical legacy was officially consecrated in 1971 when the Church of St. John Will I Am Coltrane was founded in San Francisco. A gentle and enigmatic man of many voices, Trane was an often fiery, shockingly original musician. And to put on any of his records and the sounds emanating from his saxophone crackle with life. And Coltrane, besides recording many songs dedicated to African deities, recorded a song early in 61 called India that's been recorded many times. This also was an influence, and as is Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, talking about his guitar solo on 8 Miles High, this is another tune that he and a lot of other musicians were listening to. Passport to Modern Jazz, Djamba Gagne. We'll be right back. John Coltrane live at Village Vanguard 1961, and we heard India with John Coltrane, of course, on soprano saxophone, Eric Dolphy, bass clarinet, McCoy Tyner, piano, Reggie Workman, double bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums. Complete Sessions, of course, very big album now, the Complete Sessions. Jimmy Garrison also is on double bass on cuts, and Garvin Bushell. English horn, contrabassoon, and Ahmed Abdul Malik on oud, and Roy Haynes on the drums. Next tune we'll hear was listed by John Densmore of The Doors, who freely discussed Light My Fire and stated in his interviews that the main musical influence was Ole. Ole, going back to John Ballen's notes off of a Rhino CD, is this is trance music of the highest order, recorded 1 year after his former boss Miles Davis released Sketches of Spain. Trains Ole resonates with the mystical sounds of North African Moors who once ruled the Iberian Peninsula, while Sketches of Spain is big on Gil Evans' sweeping orchestrations and flamenco grandeur. Ole explores the Eastern influenced musical Moors of Islamic Spain in a more stripped down and earthly manner. And on here is McCoy Tyner, Elvin Jones, again Eric Dolphy, with Freddie Hubbard, Reggie Workman, and Art Davis on bass too. And also other tracks on here include Dahomey Dance, Aisha, and the original untitled ballad to Her Ladyship. Which was a Billy Frazier composition. Anyway, we're going to listen to John Densmore's influence on Light My Fire. Ole from Ole Coltrane. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm your host, Jama Gagne. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Off of Ole Coltrane. Ken Burns' jazz series pretty much wrapped up with Coltrane, and why not? Listening to every jazz record since 67, when John Coltrane passed on, all jazz players are influenced by John Coltrane. If not by his music directly, his spirit. Reaching for the highest plateau of freedom and spiritual renewal. Why do you think John Coltrane is so influential? Give me your thoughts, or maybe you can put it in a better quote. But I know many, it's jazz musicians, and they would tell you, or at least sax players and horn players and just everybody, it is just all John Coltrane and what he was trying to reach musically and spiritually. But if you can put it in a better quote, and you know if know it better, you can start a discussion at on Facebook at Passport to Modern Jazz. This has been DeJohn Magagne, and this has been wonderful doing Coltrane's Influence on Rock. And I've had a great time with Pursuance in India, which would have been 8 miles High with Roger McGuinn, and Indian and Ole, which is John Densmore's